Let's play. What do you call this bit again?
Oh.
Tell me where you are without telling me where you're. Tell me where you're from without telling me where you're from. 312-981-7200. By the way, we're all going to be spending a heck of a lot of time in our homes this winter. It's a good time to get that home professionally cleaned. I would do it now. A clean home is a healthy home. Call our friends at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They will clean your carpet, rugs, floors, and furniture, and they'll show you what clean really looks like. For $114, they're doing three rooms. That's better than the great price they lowered it to this summer. Now they're doing three rooms for $114. Best carpet cleaning around. And this is a great time to get it done because the air is drier and cooler. Your rugs, your carpet, your upholstered furniture dries even faster. I don't have the time to read it now. I'll probably read it later. But I just had a Google review sent to me from a colleague here who went to Executive Green Carpet Cleaning or used them. And his Google review was, as good as the commercials, I've listened to their radio spots here on WGN for some time. And I often thought that sounds too good to be true. And then he goes on at great length to describe what an amazing experience he had, including cleaning his tile floor. You know, sometimes those things get stained. You can't get it cleaned. He said it looks like new. Here's the number, 630-990-8600, 630-990-8600, online, WGNclean.com, 312-981-7200. Vicki, do you want to play too? You kind of know the cities.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, City of Lights, Wayne's World, and five school districts. That would be, we said a moment ago, Aurora. How about this one? Hometown of Gary Sinise. And no other town in the United States has this town's name. Home of Gary Sinise, the Flag of Our Fathers, etc. Flag of Our Fathers was filmed in this town. And no other town in Illinois has this, in the country, has this same name. That would be Blue Island.
Oh,
I wonder
no
why
kidding.
They named Blue Island Blue Island. That is kind of when you think about it. What's a Blue Island? How about the population of bodies in the cemeteries in this town is higher than the population of people living in this town. Also, there are martyrs and elephants in those cemeteries, and we have a candy factory. The Ferrara warehouse is here.
It's just off the Ike. I mean, I drive by that cemetery all the time. Forest Park?
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
Good job, John.
Oh, well, Hanson's good at this.
Well, I mean, he's been studying up.
I've had a lot of these. Yeah.
He gave you the question.
Ferris Bueller lives here. John Hughes grew up here. We used to be called Shermerville, Illinois, but we are...
Winnetka?
I was going to say Wilmette.
Highland Park?
Northbrook.
Ugh.
We're close.
We're all over.
We circled around it.
I live in the largest of three separate villages that share a lot of things, including a park district, a library, but can't vote to come together as one. Okay, that doesn't help me. That's Round Lake Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Lisnick of WGN Radio TV and Merrick Garland are from here. The future U.S. Attorney General grew up here. Also the 1977 Nazi March.
Niles.
Skokie.
Ooh.
Skokie. Unfortunately, a lot of towns are easy to name if you think of something unfortunate that happened there. Mm-hmm. If you said Nazis march in Chicago, I think Skokie.
Mm-hmm.
We cross two counties and have the stain of the Lane Bryant shooting. Lane Bryant shooting is Tinley Park. You got some for us?
Yeah, I got a couple. The ski jump.
Where is there a ski?
The ski jump?
I know this one.
Picture
Clarendon Hills.
Lake Placid.
No.
Has to be in the Chicagoland area.
Not Clarendon Hills. It is west, further west. It's along a river.
Around the river. What?
Okay, what's the answer?
Fox River Grove.
Fox River Grove. I was going to say that never. Okay, but give us another one.
Johnny's Beef near Gene and Jude's.
Isn't that Des Plaines?
No. They gave another clue, too. Russell's Barbecue. I don't know if that helps anyone.
Does not.
Elmwood Park.
Ding, ding, ding.
I got one that I could not figure out.
There is a Johnny's, though, in Des Plaines.
I was just going to say.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem with some of these clues.
True.
We're a river town. Hello.
So,
near a great lake. No, that's not enough.
There's a building on the corner.
I know. We have a Starbucks. Okay, give us one.
Atheists attacked our water tower but left the tulips alone.
Oh, that's good.
I have no idea what that is.
The tulips.
I mean, I know the answer because he told me, but I don't know the story.
Somebody has a tulip festival, but that's Pekin.
Is it in the city?
Nope.
So, okay.
What is
South
the
Holland? Well, then say it, Dave.
I said, no, that's too easy. Tulip, South Holland.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. What, I don't know the story of the atheist attacking the water tower.
I didn't know that either.
Hit the Google for that.
Hey, atheist, what are you attacking a water tower for?
No kidding. Maybe there was no
How about
water.
The first Lou Malnati's is from this town?
Oh.
Lincolnwood.
Lincolnwood
is the correct answer.
It's right down the street from my house.
That's in our Chicago DNA. I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
My dad's fire chief at Lincolnwood, actually.
Wait a minute, say that again?
My dad's the fire chief at Lincolnwood.
Okay, my next one is John's dad is the fire chief. Any clues over there?
Yeah.
All right, give us another one, sir.
All right, Little Traveler.
Geneva.
Oh, you're an antique man?
I've been there.
Yeah, there
Let's include a couple of our listeners.
Love Geneva.
Hey, Rick, are you playing this game at home?
I am.
All right, you want to try again?
What if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today.
Was that a quote from something and it's related to a town? Or are you just babbling?
What? Watch out for that first step. It's a doozy.
Oh, that's Woodstock.
Yes, that's right. Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, that's another iteration of it, because you could say Groundhog Day. That's too easy. But do the line from the movie, from the town, and then see if they can get it. Wow. Hey, Rick, listen, we've got no prizes. Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks. Happy Groundhog Day.
Wait. It's not Groundhog Day.
It sure feels like it sometimes.
By the way, is he still on line one? Elif, you said we can give him a WGN Radio vintage T-shirt. Pretty cool. Okay, boy, that'll light up the lines. All right, you got another one for us, sir?
Yeah, famous watch company used to be here.
Jan, do you want to play?
Yes.
Okay, famous watch company.
Elgin.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Elgin National Watch Company.
Jan, you want to go double or nothing?
Sure.
Okay, this would be for two T-shirts or no T-shirts. You got one?
No, do you?
Yeah, I got a bunch.
I'm out.
Hold on, I have so many here.
I have one for you. If you can guess it, then you owe me two T-shirts.
All right, let's try.
Hey. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One word. Illuminations.
Illuminations. It's an aurora, but that's, you know, like Aurora Borealis, but no, it's
weird. Lyle?
Yes.
Oh, I got it!
How is Lyle related to Illuminations? Is that the name of the balloon
Arboretum.
Festival?
Yeah, I was going to say the Arboretum.
Wow.
The Morton Arboretum.
I can't even believe I got that. I don't even go
now,
that far
Jan
west.
Has to give Vicky a T-shirt. Hold on, Jan. Okay. We're going to give you a vintage WGN Radio T-shirt. Stay right there, okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it is. They're awesome, by the way. Designed by Steve Bertrand's daughter, I might add. And I'm not kidding about that. Is it Dade on line three who wants to play, too? Hey, Dade, you want to try one of these?
Yes.
All right, we got time for maybe one more. you know, guys, I'm just going to read this. You don't have to do this one, Dade, because I don't know the answer, and the person didn't put it here. Second case of confirmed COVID-19 in the United States. And I remember when this story happened. I remember, I think it was a husband and wife. One of them had it, one of them didn't. And I wanted to say West Dundee, but I don't know. I don't know where they're from.
I thought it was Arizona.
What's that?
I thought it was Arizona.
Arizona is...
wrong.
Let's do this one. Cindy Crawford. Is that pretty easy, guys?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
DeKalb.
I didn't even know she lived here.
DeKalb is the correct answer. Steve Alexander, ding, ding, and ding.
I know my Cindy Crawford.
Studied up on her.
Dade, congratulations. You win.
Oh, thanks.
Stay right there. Everybody stay put. All right. We have thousands of these. Maybe we'll bounce a few more off of you another day soon, but it's kind of fun. And I think it's educational. We learned a little bit about our community.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking notes here. Yeah, well, next time I show a house, we're going to be talking about history here.
Good to know we're the first Lou Malnati's.
Lincolnwood.
Yes.
We've also learned a little bit about Steve Alexander. Okay, so it's...
Yes.
John, nice to hear you on the radio today.
Thank you, sir.
Listen for you tomorrow, too.